We can hit the API for Azure ML using code, so we're going to put that to the side for a moment. We're going to put aside for the moment the Cortana intelligence programming, or the intelligent programming part, and we're going to put that aside for the moment. And now we're going to talk about how you can use Power BI as a way to operationalize or consume all the good work you've done. So we've now done everything inside of our graphic, and we're all the way to the point where there's a database out in Azure SQL database that we can actually query and look at data with. And so we're going to do that now. But before we start, let's talk about Power BI. Now, you may already know about Power BI, but stick around. This won't take long, number one. And number two, it might give you another way to talk to your clients about what it is and how they can use it. So what is Power BI? Well, Power BI is simply a reporting system, and it's an interactive visualization reporting system with multiple data sources that you can use, even multiple data sources at one time. There are multiple ways to get to it, so let's talk about each of these. Inside the web portal, you'll need an Office 365, a Power BI, or a Cortana Intelligence Suite license to be able to get to the web-based source. That allows you not only to publish reports, but to share them out and make something called dashboards, which are based on reports. So that's what that does. That's your reach or your ability to share with others. Next in line is the Power BI desktop, and this is a rich design environment. It works in Windows. It's the one we'll take a look at inside the data science virtual machine. You can design inside the web portal, but the desktop will give you a richer experience, and so we'll use that. That one's free. You can use it. You will save the data, the PBIX file, locally. It carries the data with it in most cases, except for something called direct query, which we'll talk about in just a moment. Next, you have the Power BI features built now into the latest versions of Microsoft's Excel. I'm going to give you some readings on that, so I'm not going to push you into doing that, because I don't know if you've got Excel on your desktop, and you certainly don't have it inside the data science virtual machine, or at least not as of this publishing. We change that all the time, that data science virtual machine. Now, finally, you can download mobile apps for iOS, Android, and of course Windows Mobile and Windows 10. You can bring these viewers down such that you can make a report in desktop, look at the report once it's been published to the portal inside the mobile desktops. That's the way it's done. To work with this, it's a little different than some of your other data design tools. Number one, you'll connect to data, and you'll connect to lots of kinds of data, Excel spreadsheets, text files, databases, web sources, all kinds of things. Then what you'll do is you'll shape the data, and what this means is you'll rename the columns and you'll change the data types and so on. Then you will model the data, and I'll show you this. You've actually got the ability to bring in some data and then say this is of a certain kind of data, and now Power BI knows what to do with it. Also, when you model, you may actually have to join properly all the different tables you've brought in. It does a remarkably good job at trying to figure out the joins all on its own, but sometimes there's just no easy way to do that. Also, in our modeling phase, we might add calculated columns and so on. I'm going to give you a lab that you'll follow that will do all of this, and it's a rather lengthy lab. You should take it anyway. For one thing, it's required for the course, but the second thing is you can pass this out and you can use that knowledge even if you know Power BI fairly well. Finally, you'll save out the report and you'll look at it. Publishing locally, by the way, just means saving the file. Publishing to a service means publishing. There's a publish button once you've connected in, and I'll show you kind of how this works. All right, how do you get to it? In Excel, you open Excel, and then the Power Query, Power, all these things that were Power before inside Excel, they've just been baked into Get Data and Pivot and so on. Everything's just right there. The web portal you'll hit based on a URL that you're given, or you can go to powerbi.com and read more about how to do that. Power BI desktop, you download and install, and I'll show you a little trick once you've installed it, and then the mobile apps, obviously, you install from the store. All right, without further ado, I'm going to switch over to my data science virtual machine where I've double-clicked on the Power BI desktop login. So you can see right away, I've got some things here. Don't just blow past this. There's a new update available, it says, and you'll see down the bottom, new update available. Click to download. It gets updated quite frequently, but you should do it. I'm not going to. I'm telling you to do it, but I'm not going to do it, so we can move on. But there are several tutorials and forums to get you help. So I'm going to attempt to sign in here. We'll see if that works. It seems to want to do that, so it's asking me. I'm just going to wait. I'm not worried about it working with its thing here. So the first thing, of course, I would do is I would go get data. I would work with my data then in my modeling tool, and I would begin to then report on that data in visualizations based on how that works. Once I'm done, I can publish the data or the report up into the portal if I'm logged in and if I have a workspace. No, you don't have to have either one of those things to use the desktop. You can use it as much as you'd like, but you'll need then to mail the PBIX file to somebody who has Power BI for them to interact with it. Far better to use this as an authoring tool and publish it up into the web where people don't have to have Power BI to interact with it, but you can do that. Okay, I think that's it for this model in a module. And the next unit there, we'll jump straight into how to author these reports inside Power BI.